Yep, made them from the White House. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News. Israel has agreed to send more aid deliveries into Gaza hours after President Biden warned Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to change his humanitarian policies or the U.S. can end its support.
The Biden administration says it welcomes new steps and commitments from Israel to open new routes to reach Gaza, including a port and increased aid deliveries from Jordan directly into Gaza. Those announcements from Israel followed a phone call between President Biden and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a warning from the president that future U.S. support will be determined by steps to protect civilians and aid workers. The Israeli Defense Force has also fired two commanders who oversaw and approved the airstrike this week that killed seven aid workers in Gaza. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The U.S. Treasury Secretary calling for a level economic playing field.
During her five-day visit to China, which includes meetings with top Beijing financial leaders, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen making it clear the Biden administration is asking for change, but wants a relationship that benefits both countries.
Countries around the world watch both of our economies, but also our interactions, as they're crucial to global growth.
Yellen has raised what the administration considers unfair trade practices and has accused Beijing of overstimulating markets with heavily subsidized green energy products, which is making it harder for the U.S. and other countries to make products themselves. That includes solar panels and electric vehicles. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And there were 303,000 new jobs created last month. Economists predicted job growth of only 200,000. President Biden released a statement saying today's report marks a milestone with 15 million jobs being created since he took office. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
President Biden is going to deliver remarks in Baltimore this afternoon and meet with relatives of the six construction workers who died in the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. He'll also get an update on the massive cleanup effort there. Fox's Mark Meredith.
President Biden will be getting an aerial tour of the damage left behind from that Baltimore bridge collapse. Of course, this was a deadly accident, but there are also growing concerns about the economic impact it's having all across the Mid-Atlantic. We know that the president will be in Baltimore for a few hours to not only see what the damage was, but also meet with those impacted. The federal government, he says, should cover the entire cost to replace the Francis Scott Key Bridge, but we don't know how much money that's going to cost or how much additional economic aid may be needed to assist businesses struggling with this disruption.
The Port of Baltimore is the leader for importing and exporting vehicles with $200 million in cargo moving through the port every day. The Centrist group No Labels says it doesn't have a candidate to run for president in November, so they're giving up the plan to create a unity ticket for voters to support in the November election. Fox's Mike Emanuel.
No Labels tried recruiting some big names, including former Republican presidential candidates Nikki Haley and Chris Christie, former Republican Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland, who decided to run for the Senate instead, and West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin, who is retiring from the Senate, but all declined. No Labels did have some achievements, saying it had gained ballot access in 21 states, including battlegrounds like North Carolina, Arizona, and Nevada. It also said it had a $70 million budget to launch a unity ticket campaign to attract voters who didn't want to support Trump or Biden in 2024.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. The federal judge in the Donald Trump document drama says no to the former president's attempt to have the case thrown out on the grounds that a federal records law shielded him from prosecution. But Judge Eileen Cannon criticized a recent filing by special counsel Jack Smith, writing his team's demand for a hurried decision was unprecedented and unjust. And the U.S. Geological Survey saying a magnitude 4.8 earthquake struck northeast of Lebanon, New Jersey, shaking New York City. I'm Gianna Gelosi. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.